नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 9, entitled Brahma's Prayers for Creative Energy, text number 36. Although I am not easily knowable by the conditioned soul, you have known me today because you know that my personality is not constituted of anything material, and specifically, not of the five gross and three subtle elements.
Хотя обусловленным душам нелегко познать меня, тебе удалось постичь меня сегодня, ибо ты осознал, что во мне нет ни грана, материи, в частности, таких грубых и трех тонких элементов.
Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Knowledge of the Supreme Absolute Truth does not necessitate negation of the material manifestation, but understanding of spiritual existence as it is.
Комментарий Шрилы Прабхупады. Чтобы познать абсолютную истину, недостаточно просто отрицать материальный мир во всех его проявлениях. Для этого нужно постичь истину природы духовного бытия.
To think that because material existence is realized in forms, therefore spiritual existence must be formless, is only a negative material conception of spirit.
Тот, кто думает, что раз материальное бытие проявляется в формах, то духовное бытие должно быть бесформенным, мыслит категориями негативной материальной концепции духа.
The real spiritual conception is that spiritual form is not material form.
Истинная духовная концепция включает в себя представление о духовной форме, которая принципиально отлична от материальной формы.
Brahma appreciated the eternal form of the Lord in that way, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead approved of Brahma's spiritual conception.
Именно так Брахма воспринял увиденную им вечную форму Господа, и Господь подтвердил правильность его концепции духа.
In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord condemned the material conception of Krishna's body, which arises because he is apparently present like a man. The Lord may appear in any of his many spiritual forms, but he is not materially composed, nor has he any difference between body and self.
Господь может прийти в материальный мир в любой из своих бесчисленных духовных форм, но ни в одной из них нет ни грана материи. Более того, между его телом и душой нет никакой разницы.
That is the way of conceiving the spiritual form of the Lord.
Таков путь постижения духовной формы Господа.
Our Krishna consciousness movement is very glorious.
Наше движение сознания Кришны очень славно.
Because our founder Acharya is Srila Prabhupada.
Потому что нашим основателем Ачарья является Шрила Прабхупада.
And Srila Prabhupada perfectly understands the absolute truth.
Шрила Прабхупада в совершенстве понимал абсолютную истину.
He is such an exalted Vaishnav that he can see Krishna.
Он такой удивительный Вайшнав, что он мог видеть Кришну.
He can speak and he can understand Krishna.
Он может говорить и понимать Кришну.
Just in the same way that we can come to know one another.
Так как мы можем знать друг друга.
Because Prabhupada had no material conception of life, he could understand Krishna.
Потому что у Прабхупады не было материальной концепции жизни, он мог понимать Кришну.
And fully understanding Krishna, he could explain the highest truth in such simple terms. It's not that Prabhupada was trying to grab something that he couldn't see and try to describe it.
Это не означает, что Прабхупада хотел схватить то, что он не видел, и описать это.
And giving so many big empty words to try to describe.
И давать так много пустых слов для того, чтобы объяснить все это.
But because he could see Krishna and he could understand Krishna, he could explain Krishna with few words very beautifully.
Потому что он видел Кришну и понимал Кришну, он мог несколькими простыми словами объяснить это.
In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, he states that the quality of a great speaker is that he can say great things in a few words. So in this purport today, Prabhupada has said great things in a few words. First, he has explained that different people have different types of spiritual conceptions. Some of those conceptions are positive and some of them are negative. First, he speaks of negative type spiritual conception, in which people think that there is no form in the spiritual world. Now, that's based on frustration. Because people in this world become frustrated with forms. People try to have relationships with so many forms in this world, but they're only let down. How much poetry is there in the world, and how many histories are there in the world of people who have had love affairs who have failed?
Как много поэзии и как много литературы описывают.
They had love affairs, but they failed in their love affairs.
Описывают любовные отношения, но эти любовные отношения потерпели крах.
You see, people try to serve a nation, and it fails.
Люди хотят служить нации, но они терпят крах.
Just like yesterday, we were taking the airplane. No, yesterday we went to one place in Minvadi.
Вчера мы отправились в одно место в Минвади.
And we completed our work there.
И мы завершили свою работу там.
Then one old man came walking out of the building.
И старый человек вышел из здания.
And he had so many medals.
И у него было так много медалей на груди.
Medals on one side, medals on the other side. Because he had tried to serve a nation. Now that great nation has failed. Jai Premavati Mataji Ki Jai! Hare Krishna! This is a real shock. How are you?
Later.
Okay. So, people become frustrated. They think that all form is bad. They think that all relationships are bad. So they develop a negative concept of spiritual life. They think material world means so much form and so many troubles. So spiritual world means no form, no trouble.
Духовный мир означает нет форм и нет беспокойств.
God has no form. There's no activity up there.
Нет никакой деятельности там.
All you do is merge.
Все, что вы делаете, это растворяется.
You lose your personal existence.
Вы теряете свое личное существование.
Into the existence of the Lord.
И вы растворяетесь в существовании Бога.
Everything becomes like a big pot of khichdi.
И все становится как большой горшок с khichdi.
Where you put so many things inside and it just becomes one. This is a real bad understanding of spiritual life. Based only upon frustration. Srila Prabhupada, he would use an example that Jiva Goswami gave. Just like you have so many beautiful trees here. And they're all so nice and green. This is just like jungle in Vrindavan. Except the trees are bigger than Vrindavan jungle. And there's the river Jamuna. And this must be Govardhan Hill. And you must all be cowherd boys and cowherd girls. So say we are in Vrindavan. And all these beautiful trees are here. And then all of a sudden the papugai come flying by. And all the papugai are green like the trees. So all of a sudden the papugai flies into the tree. And you can't see the papugai anymore. Because papugai is green, tree is green. But does the papugai lose his existence when he flies into the tree? No, he doesn't. If you're in Vrindavan, actually, when the papugai, it's an amazing thing. Because many times you'll see 50, 100 papugai flying together. And they fly in such beautiful formation. And then all of a sudden they just fly into a tree and you don't see them anymore. But if you wait a second, you hear them talking. Because the papugai in Vrindavan, they always speak poetry about Krishna. And they're constantly talking. So they don't lose their existence. Or if it's like a small fish swims into the mouth of a big fish. He's inside that big fish. But in a hellish situation. So to merge into the Brahman is a hellish situation. Because it removes the chance for us to engage in service. And the nature of the living entity is he always has to serve. Now we're serving so many nasty things. We're serving these bodies. We're serving our senses. We're serving our minds. We're serving our nations. We're serving our families. We're serving our cats and dogs. You know, life is so horrible rendering service in that way. But we can't stop serving. It's impossible. We always have to serve something. So when that propensity for service is directed towards Krishna, then you experience real nectar in life. Such a high level of ecstasy one will get from serving the Lord. But if that aspect is removed from our life, then it becomes worse in hell. Three things are necessary for bhakti yoga. The Lord that we love, who has spiritual form, who has spiritual pastimes, who has so many spiritual activities, whose body is more beautiful than any body that we've ever seen. Just like last night when we arrived in Sochi. We went to this, Aditi took us to this beautiful apartment. The beautiful feast of Krishna Prasad. I had not eaten for 3 days. Just to prepare for that feast. Because he said, oh, there will be Gruzian Prasad. Грузинский прасад. Очень хорошо. So then we took prasad. Then I went to wash my hands. And there was one room where the brahmacharis were staying. And I went inside that room and there were some pictures of men. With big muscles like this. And big neck like this. Going like this. And I was thinking, oh, it's the most horrible thing I've ever seen. It looks like a monster. But Krishna's body is not like that. Krishna's body is composed of Satchitananda. Krishna's beauty is incomparable. Nothing can compare to Krishna's beauty. Even Krishna becomes crazy when he sees a reflection of himself. Sometimes Krishna is in Dwarka. And he's walking in one of his palaces. And his palaces are all made with diamonds and rubies and special stones. So he'll go past a big column. All made of diamonds. And he'll look in there and he'll see his reflection. He'll go, oh, Bosha. Who is that? I've never seen anyone as beautiful as that before. I want to be like that person. Look how beautiful his eyes are. Look how beautiful his hair is. He's dressed in such a beautiful way. His form is so enchanting. Even Krishna thinks that way about himself. Or it's described in Chaitanya Charitamrita that Krishna in Mathura sometimes sees Krishna in Vrindavan. And he becomes envious. I want beauty like him. So Krishna's form is the most outstandingly beautiful creation. Sometimes material poets, they'll write about some girl that they love. They'll say, your face, it looks like the moon. Like 2 nights ago, it was full moon. So all the lovers in Sochi, they come to the mountain, and from the mountain they look at the full moon over the sea. And then that young boy turns and he says, your face is like the full moon. And your hair is like the rays of the moon. And your teeth are like the stars. Actually, in America, the boys tell the girls, you look like $1 million. But $1 million, dollars are green and they're always wrinkled up. Green and they're always crushed up. You look like 1 million rubles. From Stalin's period. But Krishna, he doesn't look like one full moon. Krishna looks like 24 and a half full moons. His two eyes are full moons. His two cheeks are full moons. His forehead is a half moon. His 10 nails, they shine just like moons.
Его ногти сияют, как луна.
The 10 nails on his feet shine just like moons.
Его ногти на ногах сияют, как луна.
Our nectar devotion describes how beautiful is the form of Krishna, his neck, his belly.
В нектаре преданности описан, как красив Кришна, его шея, его живот.
He has auspicious markings on his feet.
У него есть особенные знаки на стопах.
He has auspicious markings on his hands.
И у него есть особенные знаки на ладони.
His form is so comprised of beauty that anyone sees it just becomes mad.
Его форма так прекрасна, так красива, что кто, если кто-нибудь увидит, сойдет с ума.
But these foolish materialistic people,
но эти глупые люди материалисты,
because they have a material concept of the Absolute,
потому что у них есть материальная концепция Абсолюта,
they say that God has no form.
Они говорят, Бога нет формы.
Or they say that if He comes into this world, then He has a material form.
Или они говорят, если Он придет в этот материальный мир, тогда у Него будет материальная форма.
But Krishna uses one of His favorite words to describe those people.
Но Кришна использует свое любимое слово для того, чтобы описывать этих
людей. He says, Avijananti mam mudha. Mudha means ass.
Mudha означает ass.
Is anyone here the disciple of Indradyumna Swami? I'm very good friends with your Guru Maharaj. And we've spent a lot of time together. Now, Indradyumna Swami, sometimes he chastises me. Why? Because sometimes I use bad words. Sometimes I'll call people an ass. I'll say, those damn people. Damn. Those damn people, they're just like asses. They'll go to hell. They'll go to hell. And Indradyumna Swami will say, Maharaj, don't use this bad language. I'm going to take soap and wash your mouth. Don't speak this way. But I'll say, but Maharaj, Krishna uses that language in Bhagavad Gita. He says, mudha. It is these people that think that Krishna's form is material, they're asses. With big ears. Hee-haw! Foolish people. Because they don't have any spiritual knowledge. They say Krishna comes down here. And he has to take a form that's made out of the mode of goodness. And they say that all the gopis and all the cowherd boys and Mother Yasoda, they all have forms that are made out of the mode of goodness. So they're asses. They don't understand spiritual knowledge. But they're only making a show to cheat people. Just like a few years ago, I was in Antwerp, Belgium. And one morning, about 6 o'clock, the doorbell rang. Now, we went there, and there was one man from Belgium, and there was one old Indian sadhu. Now, in Antwerp, there's a big there's a big market of diamonds. And many of the merchants in that market are Indians. So this old Indian sadhu, he had collected some money in India for an air ticket to Antwerp.
И этот индийский садху собрал в Индии деньги для того, чтобы купить билет и прилететь в Антверпен.
Because he had an idea.
У него была идея.
I'm going to go to those Indians.
Я отправлюсь к этим индусам.
Who had the brilliance.
Которые имеют эти бриллианты.
And I'm going to get them to give me donations.
Я буду им проповедовать, чтобы они дали мне.
And I'm going to build my ashram.
Пожертвование, и я построю свой ашрам.
So he had on red cloth, long white beard, long white hair, typical Mayavadi sadhu. So this other man said, he has come here, but no one will give him a place to stay. Can he stay with you people for 1 or 2 days? And because I'm very soft and sentimental, I said, Хорошо. So he was staying in the same room that I was staying in. And he was behaving nicely. But one morning, I went down for breakfast prasadam. And he had been trying to preach to the brahmacharis. And the brahmacharis were like Siberian tigers attacking him. And the poor man was sitting there trying to take prasad. And he kept looking at me. He's saying, help me, help me. I kept going. He said, tell them to stop. I said, niet. I said, they're just like young Abhimanyus on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Just like Abhimanyu, he went into the battle. He had the mantra that he could enter into the formation of the Kurus, but he didn't have the mantra to get back out. So he entered their formation and he started killing thousands and thousands of Kurus. And the only way to stop him is all of the leaders of the Kuru dynasty, they came to gang up on him and kill him. But he was only 16 years old and he was fighting like a Maharati. So I just smiled at that man. I said, these boys, they're like Abhimanyu. They're on the battlefield. I can't stop them. You have to pay now for your nonsense. He said, no, I believe in Krishna. I believe that Krishna is God. So I said, Хорошо, хорошо. I told the boys, just take prasad now. So then after, we went upstairs to the room. And then I looked at him and I said, Maharaj, I want to ask you one question. And he said, yes, what is your question? I said, when Krishna comes to this world to dance with the gopis, does he have a body that's made from the mode of goodness? And he looked at me and went, da, da. And then the next thing that the man was experiencing was not young Siberian tiger, but old Siberian tiger. Then he left the temple shortly after that. But these people are cheaters. And they're cheating everyone. This philosophy, this cheating philosophy, telling people that Krishna's form is material, has been going on for such a long time. And this philosophy is spread throughout the world. But therefore, great Vaishnavas like Srila Prabhupada, they come and they preach the truth. Just like we say, Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Desi Tarane. We say that Srila Prabhupada has come to destroy this Nirvishesh and Shunyavadi, this impersonalism and voidism.
Srila Prabhupada пришел для того, чтобы разрушить этот имперсонализм и воидизм.
Just like Srila Prabhupada in the Bhagavad Gita. And one purport, Srila Prabhupada, he makes a very strong point. He uses Krishna's language. He says there's a group of philosophers who are just like asses. And they say that there's a difference between Krishna's body and Krishna's self. And they say that when Krishna says to surrender to me, it doesn't mean to surrender to the form of Krishna, but it means to surrender to the unborn that's inside Krishna. To surrender to the Brahman. Prabhupada said they're fools. They're rascals. So in the beginning of the movement, Srila Prabhupada had his new disciples. And every time that he would start speaking about the Mayavadis, Prabhupada's blood pressure would go up very high. And he would become very excited. And he would start smashing. And he was using, because he had not printed Bhagavad Gita at that time, he was using Bhagavad Gita that was printed, that was translated by Dr. Radhakrishnan, who was the president of India.
Radhakrishnan.
And he was the president of India. Prabhupada said his translation is good, but his commentary is rotten.
Sporchana.
So he would get to this point where Dr. Radhakrishna would start trying to say that there's a difference between Krishna and Krishna's body. And smoke would start to come from Prabhupada's ears. So one evening, one of his new disciples decided to challenge Prabhupada. His name was Kirtanananda. Prabhupada said, any questions? His hand went up. Prabhupada said, what? Why do you always say that these people are fools? Why do you always say they're foolish? Because they say that there's a difference between Krishna's body and Krishna's soul. They're philosophers. They're teaching the Vedas. You shouldn't be so secular. You shouldn't be so dogmatic. And then he was quiet. The Prabhupada sat there. Do you have anything else to say? That Kirtananda was sitting there. Prabhupada said, you are a fool and rascal! Explosion! And Kirtananda had to crawl out of the room. But why do the great devotees feel that way? Because they can see Krishna. They have no material contamination. Their hearts are pure. For them, this is not a myth. They can see Krishna's eyes. They can see Krishna's face. They can see Krishna's smile. They can see all of Krishna's activities going on. Just like Rupa Goswami, all of our Goswamis, they would sit in Vrindavan, they would chant japa, and what would they see? They would see all of the activities of Radha Krishna happening. They would participate in those pastimes in their spiritually realized forms. They would serve Krishna, they would serve Radharani. And yet these Mayavadis, they say God has no form. So Prabhupada says we kick on their head. Prabhupada said if anyone ever says that Krishna has no form and that Krishna doesn't exist, You take off your shoe and you beat on their head. That Krishna is dead. You take off your shoe and you beat their head. One time I was on Sankirtan, in one very, very famous city in America. Practically speaking, I think it is the most important city in America. It's called Nashville, Tennessee. Nashville, Tennessee. Tennessee is a famous state. It is just next to the state called Georgia. So, we were on Sankirtan, and my Sankirtan partner was with me. He was about 10 years older than me. A very funny person. So he was selling books on the street. And that morning we had just heard Srila Prabhupada on a tape. Prabhupada said, "If anyone says Krishna is dead, beat on their head with your shoe." So we were selling the books. And a whole crowd of people was there. Then one great big fat black lady came. She walked up and she looked what we were doing. She said, "Boys, what are you doing?" We said, "We're Krishna's devotees." She said, "Well, I'm Jesus Christ's devotees. And I want you to know one thing. That Krishna is dead. And only Jesus Christ is alive." And my friend looked at her and said, "What did you say?" He said, "I said, Krishna's dead." And my friend just leaned over and he took off his shoe. And he went, "Pop! Pop! Pop!" And then about 2 minutes, the police came. And the next thing, we were in jail. And then 2 weeks later, we had to go to court. So when we went to the court, we took so many shlatki sharika. So many nice sweet balls. I made them myself because I'm a very good cook. Not as good as Aditi, but I'm a good cook. He's the gulab jamun king of this entire universe. Aditi Dukababuki! So we took so many sweet balls and we met that big fat black lady. And my friend went up to her and said, "Madam, I'm so sorry. I have something nice for you." She was real fat. She liked to eat. She said, "Boy, what have you got?" He said, "We have some shlatki sharika." She said, "What's that?" But I just looked at her and I said, "Don't ask questions. Just put this in your mouth." So she took one sweet ball and she put it inside her mouth. She said, "That's good." She said, "But still you're going to go to jail." And I looked at her and I said, "Lady, be quiet. Eat one more of these." She put another one in her mouth. "That's good." She said, "Give me one more." So I gave her another one. She said, "That's so good." Then she looked at her lawyer. This is like his father's a lawyer. She looked at her lawyer and she said, "Go speak to the judge." She said, "Go speak to the judge."
She said,
"Yeah. Tell him I want to drop my case against these boys. I want to finish my case. Because they gave me something real good to eat. Krishna Prasad ki." Even Krishna Prasad changed her heart. So all these rascals are in the world. They have so many crazy ideas. But we should preach Krishna consciousness to change their vision and to give them proper spiritual understanding. Either they don't know what spiritual life is, or they have a concocted idea what spiritual life is. And they're just catching people in their concoction. Concoction. And all of their concocted ideas. So that's why we have to preach. That we can go out and we can capture these people before these nonsense people capture them. To program them with their foolish ideas. And to give them real spiritual vision. To give them a real understanding of who is God. Who we are. And the connection between ourselves and God, which can be established only by pure devotional service. As devotees, we should understand that pure devotional service is the goal. We don't want to do bhakti that's mixed with anything. Just like in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that different type of people come to him. Sometimes people are distressed. Sometimes people need money. Sometimes people are just curious. What are they doing? Some people want to know the truth. But those people, they have some motive for coming to Krishna consciousness. So our motive has to be given up. Our only motive can be the pleasure of Krishna. And that's pure devotional service. We don't want bhakti that's mixed with jnana. We don't want bhakti that's mixed with karma. We don't want bhakti that's mixed with the concept of getting some mystic powers. So that we can float in the sky. Or so that we can take something from another place. Or so that we can make ashes appear from our hands. Just like there's one mystic in India. His name is Sai Baba. And he's just a magician. And he makes ashes appear from his hand. And everyone go, "Oh, you're God." Because you make ashes appear. Sometimes he makes cardamom seeds appear from his hand. And people think that he's God. To make cardamom seeds appear, you don't need to be God. If you want cardamom seeds, associate with Acharya Nidhi. Any time of the day, if I say reach into your pocket, he can give me cardamom seeds. Because he always takes these cardamom seeds and he puts them in his mouth to make his breath fresh. Or to make a sweet ball appear. One time this Sai Baba was in his ashram. And then he received one letter from a very great maga whose name is Sarkar. Sarkar is from Bengal. He's so famous magician. So he was going to travel to South India. So he wanted to go by to meet the Sai Baba. So he said, "I am Sarkar, the magician, and I want to come to your ashram. I would like to meet you." And Sai Baba wrote him back a letter saying, "Please don't come." So Sarkar said, "This is really strange. That he invites everyone, but I can't come." So then he just went with the crowd to have the darshan. So Sai Baba came out and he sat down in a big seat.
сел на высокое сиденье.
And he just sat for some time. And then Darshan was finished. Didn't say anything. And then some of his devotees came. And they said, "Oh Maharaj, give us prasad." Then the Sai Baba said, "Put your hand." And Sai Baba went, "Shh." And some burfi came out. And then that Sarkar magician came. And he looked at the same person and he said, "Put out your hand." He went, "Shh." And Rasgulla came out. And then Sai Baba went, "Ah! Who are you?" Then Sai Baba went, "Shh." And Gulab Jamun came out. And then Sarkar went, "Shh." And Sandesh came out. And Sai Baba said, "Who are you? You are a cheater." And then Sarkar said, "No, you are a cheater. Because you are telling everyone you are God. But you are only a maga." He said, "And I'm only telling people that I'm a magician. But I don't tell people I'm God. Therefore, I'm not cheating people." He says, all these cheaters are there. So we don't want bhakti that's mixed with anything. No yoga business, no gyan, no karma. We only want pure devotional service. And if we will do that type of pure devotional service, the effect will be is we'll see Krishna. We'll have darshan of the Supreme Lord, eye to eye, just like we can see one another. And this is what we want. It's not that even we want to see Krishna for our sense gratification. It's not even that we want to see Krishna for our own happiness. But we know that when we're pure like that, then we'll be able to give the best service to Krishna. Everything will be for Krishna. Just like there's one story. That all the Vrindavan people, they were in Vrindavan one day. They were all sitting on Govardhan Hill under all the desire trees, looking at the river Jamuna. And all of a sudden, what did they hear? And they became so frightened. They said, Oh, what is it? And they turned and they saw this demon with big horns like a bull, and he was tearing the earth. And all the Brajabasis, they started going, "Oh, oh!" They became so afraid, and they were crying and crying and crying, and they started going, "Krishna, pomagi!" And then all of a sudden Shamsundar came, just a beautiful young boy, you know, only about 13 years old, with such tender and beautiful body and big smile on his face. And he took his flute and he put it in his belt, and then he said, "Aristasura, you are the most sinful of all demons. Therefore, I will kill you." And then there was a fight, and Krishna took the horn of that Aristasura and pulled him to the ground. And then, he killed him, finished. So some people may say that those Brajabasis were screaming and crying because they were afraid of dying.
некоторые говорят, что эти бриджабасы начали кричать и плакать, потому что они боялись умереть.
Therefore, we know that they weren't pure.
Но мы знаем, поэтому мы знаем, что они нечистые.
Because they had personal interest in their bodies.
Потому что у них был личностный интерес в своих телах.
But our great acharyas have said no.
Но наши великие ачарьи сказали нет.
Our great acharyas said those bhrajabasis, they knew that Krishna loved them so much that if they died, Krishna would be in complete distress.
Но они знали, что Кришна настолько любит их, что если они умрут, то Кришна будет очень опечален.
So therefore they cried, Krishna, Krishna, помоги! Because they didn't want to see Krishna in distress.
Потому что они не хотели видеть Кришну разочарованным.
Or those gopis in Vrindavan.
Или гопи в Вриндаване.
They had their children, they had their husbands, they had everything.
У них были дети, мужья, у них было все.
But when Krishna called them with the flute, immediately they left.
Но когда Кришна звал их своей флейтой, они сразу же убегали.
And they met Krishna, and Krishna said, "Go home."
Они встречали Кришну, а Кришна говорил, идите домой.
And they looked at Krishna and they said, shut up.
Они говорили Кришне, нет, закройся.
Закройся. They said, we don't accept what you say.
Мы не принимаем, что ты говоришь.
We surrendered everything to you.
Мы все полностью предались тебе.
Because we want to serve you purely.
Потому что мы хотим служить тебе.
So we want that pure service.
Мы хотим этого чистого служения.
So that should be our aspiration as we engage in Krishna consciousness.
Это должно быть нашей целью сознания.
And how can you get that type of pure service?
И как вы можете получить это чистое преданное?
You fall down to the feet of your Guru Maharaj.
Должны упасть к стопам своего Гуру.
He's Krishna's representative.
Он представитель Кришны.
You beg him for service.
Молите его о служении.
Every instruction that comes from his mouth, you make that one with your heart.
Все наставления, которые он дает, вы сделаете их едиными со своим сердцем.
Never desire anything.
Ничего не желайте.
Than the pure service of your spiritual master.
Кроме чистого служения духовному.
If your spiritual master says, spread this Krishna consciousness movement, then spread the Krishna consciousness movement.
Если ваш духовный учитель скажет, распространите это сознание Кришны, вы должны распространять.
If he says, sell books, sell books.
Если он скажет, продавайте книги, вы должны продавать.
If he says, cook wonderful prasadam for Krishna, you do that.
Если он скажет, готовьте удивительный просад для Кришны.
If he says, make money, you make money.
Если он скажет, зарабатывайте деньги.
If he says, clean the toilet, you clean the toilet.
Если он скажет, чистите туалет, вы должны чистить.
But you do all of these services thinking, I'm so fortunate.
Вы совершаете это служение, думая, я так.
If I just do this service purely,
если я буду делать это служение чисто,
I'll get the mercy of my spiritual master. And then I'll get the mercy of Krishna. So we should always aspire for pure devotional service. Then we'll be able to serve Krishna in the best way. And then all of the illusion of this world will be cut and finished. Okay, thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any questions?
Interesting story about
the Vedas. That's like the Vedas.
Это подобно Ведам.
Everything he does is interesting.
Все, что он делает, все очень интересно.
I don't know where to start.
Я не знаю, откуда начинать.
Everything Maharaj does is a great preaching adventure.
Все, что делает Махарадж, это великое.
Because he loves to preach. Everything is like everything he does, he looks at it from the view of turning it into preaching. Like we were living in France together. And we were living in New Mayapur. And New Mayapur, it doesn't really get good weather so often. If you want good weather, you have to go to the south of France. So, in south of France is just like here. This place is like the Riviera of France. So, we were trying to make some plan how to go to the south of France without it being sense gratification. So then Maharaj read in the newspaper that there was one very, very famous drama being performed in the south of France. And it was called the Mahabharata. Big, big international production that was very famous. So Maharaj came to me and he said, "You want to go to the south of France?" And I said, yeah. We can go swimming. Plenty of sun. Good fruit to eat. And he said, "Shut up." He said, "We're going to go for preaching." And I said, "Preaching in the south of France?" I said, "You can't preach down there." I said, "The people don't wear their clothes down there. How can you preach?" He said, "Shut up." So he said, "The Mahabharata is down there. We're going to go down there and meet those people." I said, "You'll never meet those people." I said, "They're big actors. They're famous." I said, "They won't pay any attention to you." He said, "Shut up." So the next day we were in his car. He put me behind the driver's wheel. We had to drive about 12 hours south. He said, "I'm going to study. Let me know when we get there." He told me, he said, "I'm going to study. So let me know when we get to that place." So I started driving. And it was getting hotter and hotter. I was going, south of France. I was in ecstasy. So then we got there. And we went to one hotel. And then Maharaj went to the place where this big drama was being held. And thousands and thousands of people were coming. Maharaj said, "I'm going to go meet the director of this drama." I said, "He's such a big man, he'll never meet you." So then Maharaj, he had me make some sweet balls. And then he took some Bhagavad Gitas. Then he went to the theater. And it was big outside theater. Just on the side of a mountain. Very special, beautiful place. And Maharaj went there, he said, "I want to meet the director." And I said, "He's crazy, he'll never meet the director." And then a few minutes later, the director came. And he was a very famous man named Peter Brooks. His name was Peter Brooks. And he had done big international productions. He had made big international productions. And he came walking to meet Maharaj. And he looked up and he went, "Hare Krishna, Prabhu." He said, "Come on, Prabhu, how are you?" He said, "Did you bring some prasadam?" I went, "Oh, bullshit." And Indraduna Maharaj, he just had a big smile on his face. He looked at me and said, "Stupid." So then the director, he took Maharaj. And he said, "I know your movement from London, from the time your movement first began." I met Srila Prabhupada in London in the beginning days. He said, "That's why I always had inspiration to make this Mahabharata." And so then Maharaj started preaching to the man. And then the man called all the actors of the play. He called Krishna. He called Yudhisthira and Arjun. He called Bhimsen, Nakula, Sahadev. He called Duryodhan. He called Dhritarashtra. All of the actors came and they were going, "Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna." And so then Maharaj said, "Okay, I want to invite all of you people for a big feast." He said, "I've got the best cook in ISKCON. And he's going to make a big feast for all of you." And so I was looking, I was saying, "Maharaj, I can't make a feast." He said, "Why not?" I said, "Because we're staying in the hotel, I don't have a kitchen." He said, "Shut up." He said, "You're going to make a feast." So So he said, we're going to have a big feast. We want all of you actors to come. They all start going, Hada show. So he said, tomorrow afternoon, 3 o'clock, meet us in the park. We don't have another place, so just come to this park. So I started shaking. I started saying, what to do? And we went out tomorrow, I said, you just don't have any faith. You don't have any faith in preaching. Krishna will provide everything. So then Maharaj, he called up one person that he knew in that town. Next thing, we had kitchen, vegetables, cookers, everything we needed. So I made big, huge feast. I made gulab jamuns. Better than Aditi Dukha. I made slatki ris. So good. I made halava. I made puri, samosa, pakora, 3-4 sabjis. Everything was wonderful. And then all of the actors came. About, there must have been at least 100 actors in their cast. And they all came down, they were all taking prasadam. And Maharaj looked at me and he said, you said that we weren't going to preach. So we finished the feast and Maharaj said, now, do you want to go for a swim? So everything that he does, he turns into a preaching adventure. Just like now, he's in Poland. And he's got about 300 devotees traveling with him on a traveling Sankirtan party. Can you imagine 300 devotees on traveling Sankirtan? They rent these big coaches. Big buses. They have at least 5 buses they fill with devotees. And then they'll go to a city and they'll go to the biggest school in the city. And all the students have gone for summer vacation. So they just rent the school. And they go to the kitchen, they turn it into a prasadam factory. And then they stay in that place for 4 or 5 days. And every day they drive to another city which is nearby. And then Indradyumna Swami, he leads Harinam on the street for about 6 hours. Sometimes he does it for 9 hours. Can you imagine? Chanting and dancing for 9 hours. And then in the evening, they go to the big cultural palace and they have a program. And every night they have from 500 to 1,000 people. And they have nice bhajans. And Maharaj gives lecture. And they have Ramayana play. So beautiful. And then they have big kirtan after that. And big prasadam distribution. It sounds fantastic, doesn't it? Good program. We should do something like that here. Da? 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 So Acharya Nidhi and Aditi Dukha are going to organize this program next summer. And Acharya Nidhi. And we're going to take hundreds of devotees and we're going to go all over and we're going to have a festival program like this. And maybe we'll be able to get Indradyumna Swami to come here. Indradyumna Maharaja Ki Jai! Okay. That's it for Indradyumna
Maharaj.
Any other questions? Yes?
What is requested more for the devotional service except the God?
What is service to the God? I don't understand the question.
She said, what is needed more for the devotional service? Because you said only that when it's the God. You said for devotional service, we need something.
You need to develop good qualities. We need to become pure. We need to become very simple.
Нам нужно стать простыми.
We need to become very meek.
Нам надо стать кроткими.
We have to become very humble.
Надо стать смиренными.
We have to become very gentle.
Надо стать мягкими.
This is like Lord Chaitanya says.
Как говорил Господь Чайтанья.
He says you should be more tolerant than a tree and feel yourself lower than the straw on the street.
Надо стать терпеливее дерева и смиреннее травинки на дороге.
And you should never want any prestige.
И вы не хотите никакого престижа.
And you should always be willing to give your respect to other people.
Вы должны быть готовы отдать все свое уважение другим.
If people want to give us respect, we shouldn't hanker for that.
Когда люди хотят дать нам оказать почтение, мы не должны желать этого.
Sometimes people will give respect.
Иногда люди будут давать нам свое уважение.
But when people give respect, what should we think?
Когда люди отдают это почтение, что мы должны думать?
If anyone sees anything good in me, it's only a reflection of my spiritual master.
Если кто-нибудь видит что-то хорошее во мне, это просто отражение моего духовного учителя.
You see? Because I'm a bad person.
Потому что я плохой человек.
Because so long I've turned my face to Krishna.
Потому что так долго я отворачивал свое лицо к Кришне.
It's like Srila Prabhupada. He always gave all credit to his spiritual master.
Так как Шрила Прабхупада отдавал все заслуги своему духовному учителю.
He never took any credit for himself.
Он никаких заслуг не принимал сам.
So we should be like that. We shouldn't aspire or hanker for any prestige.
И мы должны вести себя подобно этому. Мы не должны желать никакого престижа.
No, prestige is bad.
Престиж — это плохая вещь.
We should bathe ourselves.
Надо омывать себя.
In the pastimes of the Lord.
В играх Господа.
But if we have prestige, we won't bathe in the Lord's pastimes.
Но если мы будем иметь этот престиж, мы не сможем себя омывать в играх Господа.
But we bathe in the urine of asses.
Мы будем омывать себя в мочу ослов.
Not a very nice thing. So, we should want to have good qualities as we engage in devotional service. And the Srimad Bhagavatam describes, Yasyasti bhaktir bhagavati akinchana sarvergunas tatta samasate suraha. That if we will just do devotional service, then all of the good qualities of the demigods will come. But if we don't do devotional service, we won't have any good qualities. Just like in 13th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna describes knowledge. And he gives so many aspects of knowledge. Beginning with humility. He says humility is the first aspect of knowledge. Humility and pridelessness, those are first aspects of knowledge. But he says that all of those qualities, they end in unbroken devotional service to the Lord. That's called abhyavichadi bhakti. That means that our devotional service never has any gaps in it.
Это означает, что наше преданное служение
like
gaps.
Spaces.
Это преданное служение не имеет никаких перерывов.
Like sometimes now we serve and then we're fixed on Krishna and then we're not fixed on Krishna.
Сейчас мы служим Кришне, и сейчас мы сосредоточены на Кришне, а через некоторое время мы уже не сосредоточены.
But when our devotional service comes to the point where we're continually serving with no spaces in between,
когда мы осуществляем преданное служение, не должно быть никаких перерывов.
That's called abhyavichari bhakti. That's called abhyavichari bhakti.
Это называется abhyavichari bhakti.
So that's the goal of cultivating knowledge.
Это цель развития знания.
Now we may have all of these other qualities.
У нас могут быть другие качества.
We may be humble, we may be prideless.
Мы можем быть смиренным, можем быть негорделивым.
We may be clean.
Можем быть чисты.
We may be forgiving.
Можем быть всепрощающим.
But if we don't have full surrender to the Lord, then those qualities are useless.
Но если мы не полностью не предаемся Богу, то эти качества бесполезны.
So, yasyasti bhaktir bhagavati akinchana, we should always do the Lord's devotional service and these wonderful qualities will come.
Мы должны всегда осуществлять это преданное служение, и тогда эти качества придут.
But if we're very proud, and if we think that I have so much strength, and I have so much intelligence, and I'm so handsome, Krishna will never look our way. We'll just stay in the grips of the material energy. So, we should give up these lower qualities. Okay, what's the time? 10:30. Any other questions? One in the back there, yes sir.
What does it mean to contaminate devotional service with jnana?
We shouldn't perform bhakti, your spiritual activities, with the aspiration of merging.
Вы не должны осуществлять свою бхакти с мыслями о растворении.
Lord Chaitanya explains in Chaitanya Charitamrita that even the Mayavadis, they'll do some type of devotional service. They worship different deities. And they consider Krishna to be a deity in the mode of goodness. So they may even like offer some sweets to Krishna. But the objective of that is that they want to become one with the Brahman.
See,
just like Rupa Goswami, he says, Anyabhilasita sunyam jnana kamari anavritam anukulina krishnanu shilanam bhakti utama. He says that there's primary and secondary definitions of bhakti. Primary and secondary.
Определение бхакти.
Primary definition of bhakti is anukulyena krishna anushilanam. That it's a favorable cultivation of activities meant to please Krishna.
Основное определение бхакти является
favorable cultivation.
Favorable. Благоприятное
cultivation
развитие
of activities
деятельности
only for Krishna's pleasure.
Направлены только для удовлетворения Кришны.
That's primary definition of bhakti.
Это основное определение бхакти.
Secondary definition of bhakti is anyabhilasita sunyam, which means that every desire other than the desire to please Krishna becomes zero.
Второстепенное дополнительное определение бхакти означает, что вся другая деятельность
every desire other than the desire to please Krishna.
Любое желание, кроме желания удовлетворить Кришну, равно нулю.
And he says, jnana karmadi anavritam. He says, the desire for philosophical speculation or jnana.
Желание философской спекуляции или jnana.
And karma.
Или карма.
Must be eradicated or finished.
Должно быть закончено.
So we have traces of these contaminations in our bhakti at the present moment. Because our bhakti at the present moment is not pure. If it were pure, we could see Krishna. But there's different contaminations which are there. We would like to have some fruitive gain. Or some people may like salvation or liberation. So, bhakti has to become completely cleansed. Lord Chaitanya explains this, or this is explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita in the discussion between Ramananda Roy and Lord Chaitanya. The only principle that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would accept was pure devotional service.
То, что принимал Господь Чайтанья, это было только чистое преданное служение.
So, that's what we should aspire for.
Это то, чего мы должны желать.
Now we're sadhakas.
Сейчас мы являемся садхаками.
Садхака means practitioner.
Садака означает тот, кто практикует.
So we're practicing to do pure devotional service.
Мы практикуем преданное служение.
And we always say that practice makes perfect.
Мы говорим, что практика делает нас совершенными.
Now the activities of sadhana bhakti yoga are pure.
Деятельность sadhana bhakti чисто.
To hear Srimad Bhagavatam is pure. To associate with the devotees is pure. To serve the deity is pure. Chant the holy name is pure. To live here in Vrindavanam is pure. To take Charanamrita is pure. To wear the garlands of the deity is pure. To see the deity is pure. To smell the incense of the deity is pure. To take Mahaprasad, it's pure. So those are all pure spiritual activities. They can't become contaminated. So the idea of sadhana bhakti yoga is to always keep our senses in contact with those activities. With those activities. By keeping in touch with those activities, we're keeping in touch with Krishna. When you're in touch with Krishna, you're becoming purified. All the impure qualities are going away. And practically speaking, the greatest activities are to chant the holy name and to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam. Nasta praeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati utamashlokir bhakti bhavati naishtiki. If you hear Bhagavatam and serve the person Bhagavat, then everything which is inauspicious in your heart will go away.
Если вы будете слушать Бхагаватам и служить личностям Бхагавата, то вся ваша нечистота из сердца уйдет.
Now some of us have been devotees for 1 year, some of us have been devotees for 5 years, some of us have been devotees for 25 years.
Некоторые из нас преданы 1 год, некоторые 5 лет, некоторые 25 лет.
And we can all just stop for a moment.
Мы можем остановиться на секунду.
And we can see the way we think now.
Посмотреть, как мы думаем сейчас.
What is our realization of Krishna now?
Каково наше понимание Кришны сейчас?
And what is our realization of Krishna when we began?
А каково наше понимание Кришны, когда мы начинали?
So the realization has changed, hasn't it?
Наше понимание Кришны изменилось, не правда ли?
Our realization of devotional service has increased.
Наше понимание преданного служения увеличилось.
And we can see that in the beginning we were doing things that we thought were correct, but now we're doing other things, and we can see that those other ways that we were doing weren't exactly right.
Когда мы совершали преданное служение, мы думали, что это правильно. Но сейчас, когда мы занимаемся совершаем какие-то действия, то мы видим, что они отличаются от тех действий, которые.
Or more simply, just ideas and concepts that we had, they weren't correct.
Или те идеи, понимания, которые мы имели раньше, оно было неправильно.
And I've been doing devotional service for 25 years.
Я занят преданным служением 25 лет.
And I can say that at 25 years you still see that your conception is changing because your consciousness is getting more and more purified.
И ваше понимание все время изменяется, потому что ваше сознание все время очищается.
And that will go on until we only have one conception.
И это будет продолжаться до тех пор, пока не останется одной концепции.
And that one conception will be Krishna is the most lovable object in my life.
Что Кришна является наиболее любимым объектом в моей жизни.
And if I can't serve him, I'll die.
Если я не смогу служить ему, я умру.
But we don't feel that way now.
Но мы сейчас не чувствуем это так.
You know, now I can't see Krishna.
Я не могу видеть Кришну.
But I'm going on perfectly happy in this world.
Но я остаюсь счастливым в этом мире.
You know, I can eat, 15 gulab jamuns.
Я могу съесть 15 gulab jamunов.
1 or 2 liters of slatki rice. I can, have so much fun with the brahmacharis and dance in kirtan. Then I can go and sleep for 8 hours. But I'm not crying and I'm not so much disturbed that I can't see Krishna. But that's what this process will do to us. our conception will become more and more cleansed and purified.
Наши концепции станут все более чистыми.
Till we come to the point that if we can't see Krishna, we want to die.
И мы придем к такой концепции, что когда мы не сможем видеть Кришну, мы умрем.
And then we'll know that our devotional service will be purified of all traces of jnana and karma.
И тогда наше сознание очистится от мельчайших частиц jnana и karma.
Okay. All right, Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
Jamuna Devi ki.
Jai.
Giriraj Govardhan ki.
Jai.
Gopremanande.
Jai.